USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's rocked the nation, but some of Alabama's own residents are among those protesting the state's new strict abortion ban. A protester at a Mobile, Alabama rally yesterday says the new abortion ban is unfair.
Especially with the rape and incest being included and nobody being allowed to get an abortion, what are you going to do when you have a 12-year-old who's been raped and is forced to carry out that pregnancy?
It's seen as the nation's strictest anti-abortion law, and it was signed into law by Governor Kay Ivey last week without exceptions for rape or incest. Meanwhile, an amendment designed to make abortion unconstitutional in Louisiana is heading to the state Senate today. President Trump is turning up the heat on Iran, tweeting yesterday that, quote, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. And he warned Iran not to threaten the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Thunderstorms setting off a swarm of tornadoes across the plain states over the weekend, and they could bring even more bad weather today, as forecasters say thunderstorms could produce more twisters across parts of the southern plains. A man is dead after a shooting at a Florida mosque. It happened just after midnight in the parking lot of the Islamic Society of Tampa Bay Mosque, and deputies say the suspect and the victim knew each other, and the shooting happened during an argument, the suspect now in custody. It's no secret that President Trump uses Twitter a lot as his primary method of communication, and he addressed his use of Twitter in an interview that aired last night on Fox.
I've destroyed bills that were going to be voted on that were bad, and I've gotten bills passed that were good by using Twitter. And Twitter is really a typewriter for me. It's really not Twitter. It's Twitter goes on television, and they have breaking news. I'll tweet. I'll say, watch this. Boom.
That on Fox is The Next Revolution with Steve Hilton, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has declined again in the past 7 days. John Clemens has more.
A trio of factors can be attributed to the drop in gasoline prices. The seasonal adjustments at refineries is wrapping up, while the price of oil has declined to $63 per barrel, which is a drop of $3. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Average gas prices across the country have dropped about 2 cents per gallon, the national average falling to $2.86 per gallon.
A billionaire investor paying off the student debts for the new class of Morehouse College graduates. Robert F. Smith made the stunning announcement as he delivered the commencement address over the weekend at that all-male, historically black college in Georgia. He said, quote, "You great Morehouse men are bound only by the limits of your own conviction and creativity." Morehouse says Smith promised as much as $40 million to make sure that each graduate leaves college debt-free. And Woodstock 50 organizers moving forward with the festival with a new financial partner after breaking ties from the original backers. Investment bank Oppenheimer & Company has agreed to fund the festival, which is set to take place between August 16th and 18th in Watkins Glen, New York, with artists like Santana, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, and Jay-Z. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.